Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Satan is cast out in the middle of the tribulation period from the heavenlies. He's confined here on earth. And here's what Jesus said concerning that time. Matthew 24:15. When ye therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, which is speaking there in Daniel chapter 9, I believe, if I remember right, Daniel 9:27, references back to that. Stand in the holy place. And then look at this in parentheses. Whosoever readeth, let him understand. Notice that that's not written in red in your Bible. See, that's in black. Is that, you notice that? Obviously, during the tribulation period, there are people who are going to be reading this book, the Bible. I don't want to go too far because I got to move on. But obviously, this is so. Whoever readeth, let him understand. Verse number 16. Then let him which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. In other words, when you see this take place, when the Antichrist comes into the temple will be built. He declares himself to be God. Jesus is saying, you better get out of here. Okay, head to the mountains, because they're going to hide you. We're going to look at this in Revelation 12 again, just in a second. Flee to the wilderness. Don't pack your bags. Get out of there now. Neither, verse number 18, neither let him which is in the field return back and take his clothes. Well, I got to go back and pack my belongings and, you know, get my memorabilia, my pictures on the wall. And kind of, no, you leave everything there. Verse number 19, and woe unto them that are with child, mamas who have kids and babies that give suck to those in those days. And pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Danny will be going back to Israel, has some friends in Israel as we speak now. On the Sabbath day, the Orthodox Jews only travel so far. Matter of fact, outside of Jerusalem is a marker that at the roads, you can't travel any farther than this on a Sabbath day's journey. Those Orthodox Jews don't want to travel that far, and I don't want to go into this, but it's pray that your flight, when the Antichrist goes into the temple, pray that it's not on the Sabbath day, because many people say, I ain't going no farther than this. I don't want to break the Sabbath, okay? Anyway, and I believe he's going to do that on the Sabbath. That's just my opinion, that when the Antichrist enters into the temple, that it will be the Sabbath, because a lot of Jews are quiet and do what they're doing. Anyway, that's another subject for another day. But he said, praise not on Sabbath. For then shall there be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor shall ever be. So Jesus referred to this about head to the mountains. In chapter number 12, back in the book of Revelation, in verse number 14, it talks about the wilderness. Again, it's my opinion. I think I'm very, very safe in saying this, that they will go in a place called Petra, that's commonly called Petra, which is in Edom. So just across the Israeli border in Jordan is a place we've been there. And didn't you go there? Yeah. You didn't. You missed out on that trip, didn't you? Anyway, I believe that's where they're going to hide. Again, it's just a matter of opinion. But God has prepared a place for them. It says that in verse number 14, into a place where she is nourished, for a time and a half times, that's 1,260 days, 42 months. And God had prepared, I'm looking for a verse that God prepared a place for them. Where's that? I read that. Anyway, God had prepared this place for them, and there's no Walmarts there. There's no Publix there in this wilderness, in this dry place. But God is going to provide for them for 1,260 days. The same way he provided for the nation of Israel. Remember when they crossed the Red Sea and they went into the wilderness for 40 years and their shoes didn't wear out for 40 years. Every time I think about this, and I got to quit. Noel Gilbert, he may be here this morning. He has a pair of shoes that are over 40 years old. I don't think he ever wore them, but he got a pair of shoes over 40 years old. He still got them. The Lord God fed Israel for 40 years, millions of people. Fed them water, manna, quail, whatever, and protected them. So it's no problem for God to take care of whoever flees to this wilderness for 1,260 days for 3.5 years, God will provide for them. He will supernaturally feed them and take care of them. And then verse number 15, it says Satan follows them with a great, the word flood, I believe it refers to an army. He wants to destroy these people because remember, he has great wrath. They're fleeing to the wilderness. So Satan, through the Antichrist, sends an army to chase them. Let's destroy these people. Well, God's going to supernaturally protect these people. In verse number 16, the earth helped the woman and the earth opened up her mouth. What do you think happened? Well, I'm not sure exactly, but I could picture a great earthquake and maybe, what do you call that, cleaving of the ground, like a fault thing. You know, remember how Moses and Korah and those guys and the earth swallowed up those false prophets? I believe the same thing going to happen here. That great army's following Israel. Many, and they're just about on him. And like the army of Pharaoh was closed in by the Red Sea, I believe the earth will open up and swallow many of his army that have followed Israel to the perhaps Petra. Matter of fact, we'll get into that. When Jesus comes, let me give you, it's also a place called Bozra on that side. And we read in Isaiah 65 that before Armageddon, that Jesus comes through Bozra. B-O-Z-R-A-H, I think that's how you would spell it, something like that. And they said, where did you get that blood on your, we'll look at that next week. Where did you get that blood on your robes? Is that your blood? No, that's the blood of my enemies. He takes, I believe when he comes, before he sets foot on the Mount of Olives, he rescues those people that are in Bozra, in that area. They're Jordan and all who's hiding that well. He rescues them because the Antichrist keeps them surrounded, even though he can't attack them because of that great fault or whatever it is that they chase the people. Are y'all following? Hope you get this. They hid, they're hiding into the mountains. Even though they can't reach them, can't get to them, there's still people surrounding them. I believe God comes and rescues them and then takes that King's Highway, if you will, and finally makes it to Jerusalem in the Battle of Armageddon. But we see that the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant because they're in he cannot get to them now, talking about the people in the wilderness. And man, does that make Satan mad. So now he turns his attention back to Jerusalem. Are y'all following? That's what this is showing. He chases those folk into the wilderness. God supernaturally protects them. He shields them from the armies, and Satan can't get to them. And verse number 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman. Man, he's really foaming at the mouth. He can't get to those, but he can get to those who didn't flee. They didn't flee to the wilderness. They stayed back in Jerusalem because they were still packing their bags. Remember, Jesus said, don't pack your bags. Go, get out of there. Well, a lot of people stayed. So, verse number 17, and the devil was, the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went and made war with the remnant, those who stayed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. There's so much here, but time will not allow it. I have Israel saving faith as the last point. Israel saving faith. God destroys an army like he did Pharaoh's army in the sea. Then chapter number 13, I have to quit, describes the Antichrist. We'll look at that next week. We'll look more about this battle. And if we believe that Jesus Christ could come today, how many of y'all believe that? If we believe Jesus Christ could come today, that means the Antichrist must be somewhere on this earth alive and well, waiting to be revealed during that time. Could be. We'll look at it next week. Our Father, thank you for your word. Lord, for your study of Scripture. And Lord, just continue to open our hearts and our minds to the implantation of your word. Lord, most of all, we thank you for Jesus, the Savior of our souls, the Savior of the world. Bless our morning worship in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you all for being here. Read chapter 13 next week, if you will.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. to hear the Dixie Echoes live in concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's April 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.